My Sirius satellite radio has a new channel, which they took away the beat. Now it's
Big Fatty
online, which is okay, I guess. But nothing really more to, you know, I do have to say, you know, Big Fatty kind of is.
I'm not saying you're a big fat woman with a penis.
Just a little.
I'm not saying you're a big fat woman with a penis.
Don't you think Big Fatty is
I'm not saying you're a big fat woman with a penis.
Oh, God, I forgot Big Fatty plays all this fucking shit.
I'm not saying you're a big fat woman with a penis. I'm not saying you're a big fat woman with a penis.
Okay, one more time.
I'm not saying you're a big fat woman with a penis.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm not saying you're a big fat woman with a penis.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 221 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 10th of December, 2008. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is back to a normal show, and y'all, you may be wondering why Big Fatty had two episodes of The Gays early this week. Well, I'm going to tell you, and I also have sausage balls to eat. Yum. It's the Christmas train playing there in the background, and y'all, hi everyone, it is the Fat One, y'all, and I do have some sausage, but I'm not trying to imitate Larry Clyde, but Big Fatty's hungry, so he's going to eat a sausage ball, while I do this, podcast tonight. But anyway, I think Larry Clyde may have rubbed off on me, because y'all, Larry Clyde and I have been to Disney World, and we've been to Orlando. We were there Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and came back on Tuesday, and we stayed at the Hard Rock Hotel at Universal because we had a coupon, and we stayed on the club level, and you got the free breakfast. Well, it was the continental breakfast, but it wasn't bad. And we had, then they had little Snicker Snacks in the afternoon, and then they had Sweetie Treats at night. And it was good. And I'm going to tell you, and it's not the Homer sexual speaking, but y'all, the women that were working there, they were just, it must have been a bad time of the month or something, because most of them were like, aah! The service was not so good, but all the men were very, very helpful and nice to be around and all. So, anyway, there you have it. So, but we had a good time. We did Universal. We did the Macy's Christmas Parade, which, you know, not Disney, but it was okay. And Mannheim Steamroller was playing there for a free concert, and that was okay, but, you know, they didn't have the fabulous light show or anything like that. It was just the music, and you didn't really have to watch that. Plus, it started raining. Of course, if it had been at Disney, it would have been snowing. But, I can all buy a sausage ball. But, anyway, and we went over to the Grinchmas. We didn't go see the show, the Grinchmas, but, they have that over at the Seuss Landing at the Islands of Adventure. We did that. And, it was okay. Universal, really not Disney. That's the main thing that was discovered about all of that. But we did go over to Disney and, went to the Epcot Center and did the holidays around the world, and then we did the Magic Kingdom, and they turned the castle into an ice palace, and it's really quite spectacular what they do. And they had the Wishes fireworks show, which Big Fatty just loves, and we didn't really do a whole lot of stuff over there. It was mainly a chance to just kind of get away. We didn't make any plans with anyone because everybody's busy this time of year and all this kind of stuff, and people tend to overplan and everything. So anyway, it was just a nice little visit. And so anyway, y'all, the thing that Big Fatty, and you can, oh Lord, I just spit some sausage ball on the computer. I'll have to eat that, because you know Big Fatty does not spit out the sausage ball. I got back and went to the post office. Y'all, I have got 10 Christmas cards. 10! But before I get to opening them, because I know Arthur, especially down there in the New Zealand, he loves to hear me open the Christmas cards. But y'all, I want to call your attention to something over there on the iTunes, and I'm surprised Archer hadn't told you about this since he invented the iTunes. But there's a new thing over there called the Holiday Sale. It's over there on the right-hand side, right below the Holiday Store, and they have Christmas music CDs for $7.99 and Christmas TV shows on sale over there. So if you want to download some Christmas music or maybe a special holiday show, that's over there at the iTunes. And that's Big Fatty's little hint. Now, the free download of the holiday single of the week is the Faith Hill. And I don't remember what the other thing was, but Big Fatty has downloaded both of them. So, y'all, let's just listen out for the end of the Christmas train here, shall we? Y'all, when I ended out with Miss Julie Andrews last week, I did not know she was going to shrill like she did, but she about knocked me out, just like she about knocked Freddie out, too. Freddie wrote me and told me that. Freddie also called Larry Clyde and said he was going to be sending some caramel corn, homemade caramel corn. It has not arrived, but he was going to have to send it to me because Larry Clyde didn't give out his address. Ha ha! Y'all, one of the things, let's just, we were interrupted last time in the middle of this, so let's just get right back into it, shall we? Make a wish, wish it in a dream, wish it in your heart, and your wish will come true. Y'all, we were interrupted last time because we were interrupted because Tim Cornwall won the Two Soy Candles by Fees. By the way, he has gotten in touch with Mr. Mike Hibb, and he got in touch with Mike and increased his order. So, you know, that was a win-win-win for everybody. And but, y'all, I have gotten in touch with Mr. Bill from the Laguna Beaches. And, you know, I had opened the outer package that he had sent me, but I still have the wrapped packages here, and I swear to you, I've not opened these, and it's killing me not to have opened them, but I'm going to open the Christmas paper on them now, and there's some Santa Clauses on there, and it says it's to Mr. Big Fatty from Mr. Bill in the Laguna Beach, and I found out whatever that address problem was. Big Fatty has it all worked out now. Oh, by the way, while I'm opening this, the special return address labels have arrived, so Big Fatty is going to endeavor to get those Christmas cards out to everyone who has sent one to him this week. Now, I'm opening the big package up, and, you know, big is relative. It's like a banana nut loaf size. And it is, oh, dear Lord in heaven, what is this? It is The super duper reindeer pooper. Oh my God in heaven. It is a... with your yummy jelly beans, with piles of yummy... It's y'all, it is a little reindeer, and evidently you mash on it, and it takes a dump. How appropriate from... Oh, I love that. And y'all, it comes with brown jelly beans. And Mr. Bill in Laguna Beach has sent me some plain M&Ms, which, you know, he calls them refills. So it's the super duper reindeer pooper. I love that. Big Fatty will be eating up some reindeer poop here in a few minutes. All right. I've got sausage balls, too. And then the other one, now this one, to be honest, I think I know what this one is. I think it is a CD, but I don't know if it is a video CD or if it is a music CD. So we're going to see. And it is wrapped in that same Santa paper. Oh, it is Merry Christmas 2008, and there are pictures of all these different things. It must be a Christmas CD. Okay. Oh, it is a Christmas CD. It is the Christmas gift from Mr. Bill in the Laguna Beaches. Y'all, it has got a fancy kind of bejeweled thing on it. I'll have to pull some of these off to go on the to go on the show. Jingle Bell Rock. Y'all, there's all kinds of good things on here. Big Fat, who knew that Wham did a Christmas song? Miss Lena Horne, John Cicada. Isn't that those bugs that come about every 10 years, the John Cicadas? They come and they just drive, eat the trees and drive people crazy with their mating and all that kind of stuff. Well, thank you, Mr. Bill in Laguna Beach. I will be listening. I'll be adding that to the Inappropriate Touch. And, y'all, I've gotten all kinds of e-letters and things from people, and I'm behind. I sound like the old C... Y'all, speaking of the old Sea Hag, she is due back today, Wednesday. The Golden Showers Princess with Miss West and the Sea Hag are due back. Y'all, did you hear the latest cruise ship minute? It was enthralling. It was just riveting. She sounded like an old drunk. And I'm sure she's going to go into severe depression. You know, I miss my stateroom and I miss bossing around Consuela. Consuela, I want my furniture repainted. And evidently, the best news I heard was that Miss West was charging things to Auntie Vera's room number. So, y'all, I want to open some of these Christmas cards because I know you're dying to hear this, Arthur. The first one is from Lori and Kevin. And they're up there in the Connecticuts. And it's a green card, and it's addressed to Big Fatty. And I'm going to open it now. And, y'all, if y'all don't like this, fuck you. It says, 'Tis the season, and it is a little white dog pulling on the candy cane... garland on the tree, and it says, Dear Big Fatty, hope you can't get into all kinds of fun. God knows you know how. Merry Christmas from Lori, Dean, and Kevin from Connecticut. And there's the address, and y'all, they'll be getting one of the collector's items, the Big Fatty, the 2008 Big Fatty Christmas card. Yes, indeed. Be getting those addressed this evening. Tara from up there in the Flint, Michigan. Tara, I'm going to open your card now. And Tara has written in big letters on hers so Big Fatty can read it. And I'm going to open it up. It's a red envelope. Not to be confused with that company red envelope. And it's got the glitter on it, y'all. Big Fatty likes the glitter. And it's a Santa Claus with the glitter whiskers and the Santa hat. And he's grinning and he's saying, ho, ho, ho. Speaking of that, y'all, did you know Did you know what Santa does in his vegetable garden? He grows vegetables. It says, Merry Christmas, love you, Big Fatty. Tara in Michigan, from the fat man to the fat one, Christmas wouldn't be as good without the fat. Isn't that the truth, Tara? Praise be to the fat, yes. Okay. Did y'all laugh at that joke I just told? We submitted it at the Monsters, Inc. Larry Klaus submitted it. They didn't say it. Bill in St. Louis has sent Big Fatty a Christmas card. And I'm going to open it now. Y'all, I really should have a letter opener. Y'all, did you hear me on the Archer show? All those people that were on there wanted peace on earth and, oh, I don't want anything. Shit. Whatever. All right, and now, who did I say this was from? Bill in St. Louis. Okay, and it's got a pictures of four Santa Clauses on the front. One's with a snowman buddy. One is shoving shit in a bag. One has got some kind of bear and squirrels and fish. What is that all about? And then there's another Santa with some garland. And it says, wishing you all the joy and happiness Christmas brings. Merry Christmas, Bill, a.k.a. Bill in St. Louis. Ooh, that a.k.a., you know. Ooh. Big Fatty, thanks for all the laughs this past year. You are the fattest. Ain't that the truth, Bill in St. Louis? So, Bill's on the list, y'all. And let's see. I'm just going to open these until I run out. Y'all, and I've got voice letters backed up. I know it. You're just going to have to forgive me. Oh, well, look-a here. If it isn't from Mr. Omar. Well, you know, y'all, he was on the show yesterday and Monday. Did y'all enjoy those shows with Omar? We enjoyed recording those. Those were a lot of fun. I enjoyed those. And, oh, look, it has a Chicago address. I think that's the only reason he sent me the card is so that he could write a Chicago return address. And it's a snowman on the front, and it says, the Jumbo Dicky Switch Plate. You turn Frosty on. Oh, and you cut it out, and you put it over your light switch, and then that's Frosty's pee-pee. Oh, shit, something fell out. Oh, dear Lord. Oh, it happens to be some cards from the other OSHA. I wonder if he ordered those through the Vistaprint like Big Fatty suggested that he do. Okay, well, maybe I'll stick a couple of those in somebody else's Christmas card. And, you know, it'll be a little surprise for some of you, you know, if you get an Omar Christmas card, an Omar business card. And, y'all, it's got the little things on there so you can stick it on the light switch and everything. Now, that's cute. That's cute. You know, they have all those cute little things up there in the Chicago. They don't have it here. It says, hope you get your jollies this holiday season. Big Fatty, I can't wait for you to visit Chicago, the horror. I don't know. He's written the Mexican there. It says abrazos y besitos. Omar, and he's turned the Omar, his name, into a smiley face. And so, have I run out of fucking time just doing this? Well, y'all, I have got more Christmas cards. But I guess, Arthur, I guess you're just going to have to wait till tomorrow to hear the rest of them. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to go ahead and get these addressed. Well, yeah, it does, because I'm not going to address them until after I read them. But y'all, I've still got six of them here. And if you're wondering if I've gotten yours yet or not, I guess you'll just have to come back tomorrow. And if you haven't sent me yours, I don't see one here from the Podfather. And you know, he was bitching and complaining that he didn't have my address, and I sent it to him. And then he had it all along. And you know, y'all, it just makes me want to think this about the Podfather.
I'm not saying you're a big fat woman with a penis.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay.
me.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.